Taking Jean Page may be hot, but his breath is steaming, baby. We'll explain.
And our good sis Sherry Shepherd learned a thing or two from being in jail. We got the deets.
And later, we're dishing with Tammy Rivera about her live honey love and skincare.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
All right, guys, today is March 17th. That means it's St. Patty's Day. And it's also our girl Tamar Braxton's
Happy
birthday!
Happy birthday! Whoop, whoop!
Yay!
Okay, y'all, Tamar's co-star Evelyn Lozada has some big news, y'all. Mm-hmm. She's engaged!
Wow!
Yay! Congratulations! Well, now, Evelyn was just here yesterday, along with Tamar and Nivea, talking about their new dating show, Queen's Court, and it turns out that's where she met her fiancé, LeVon Lewis.
Mm.
He proposed on Evelyn's birthday back in December, and even though Evelyn's in L.A., he is currently living in Atlanta, but he's planning to relocate to be with her.
They got better stats than The Bachelor right now.
Okay. You know what
I'm saying? Out yet.
Brad and Gary, y'all interviewed her. Did you guys get the feeling that she was engaged?
Nope. She didn't even tell us.
She sure didn't. I didn't know, honey. And now she's engaged to a common guy, too.
The night before that, they had like a party for the show or whatever, and she was with this guy, and every time you look up, she was taking a picture with him, and I'm like, they kind of look together.
Yeah.
Were they putting that vibe out?
So Tamar was with her little guy from there, and then I think Evelyn was with her guy from there.
What about Nivea?
I didn't see who Nivea was with, so I just can't wait to see this show, because they are three women that can explode.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And when they turn up, they turn up.
Right.
Okie dokie. I'm sure y'all remember season one of Bridgerton. Everybody was swooning over Reggae Jean Page.
Oh, he's so fine.
All of it. There we go. Well, on The Late Show, he told Stephen Colbert why he and co-star Phoebe Denever didn't smell so sexy.
Oh.
Check it out.
That's what no one knows about Bridgerton. Phoebe and I both had horrendous coffee breath the whole way through.
Oh,
we,
really?
We made a pact early on. It's one of the things that you do. You approach your other actor and you go, hey, so this scene's after lunch. What are our rules? Are we no onions? Are we no garlic? Do I have to get the coffee in early? And then we both were like, actually, I really like coffee, so I don't mind that onion. But it was like, thank God. So we had a coffee safe space the whole way through that show.
Oh, that's lovely.
Got that coffee break.
Oh, hell no. No?
Yo,
listen, if I'm doing a sex scene with somebody that's hot, I'm going to eat a mint the size of a urinal cake.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Just to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, the breath is doing what it's supposed to be doing.
No.
But do coffee breath stink, y'all?
It's better than stink breath.
It can.
There's, like, stink breath. Like,
if you don't drink coffee, yes, it can.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm doing a sex scene, I want beer and cigarette breath.
What?
I love
you
want to smell like you
that's the type
what
of
you want.
Like, that's the type of love making you have in real life.
Throwback breath.
I love beer and cigarette breath.
Nah, I need you.
He
want to
feel like Rick from the club.
But could you imagine having a good tossed salad for breakfast before you do a kiss scene?
With ranch?
No. I think it's balsamic.
Yeah.
Ranch would be mine.
Anyway, y'all, believe it or not, it can be tough playing a serial killer at work and having a 2-year-old at home. Oh. Just ask U-star Penn Badgley, okay? So on The Tonight Show, he told Jimmy Fallon how his worlds collided in an awkward way. Check this out.
I was doing something really sweet with him, you know, like in my lap.
Yeah.
And then I sat on the remote and it, like you wouldn't think this would, it just went right to Netflix on the TV and my face was right on the TV and he was like, Daddy! And I started to race around because the next thing he was gonna see
was something crazy.
Something really crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know. Exactly. And I got it off. But.
Yeah, you're like, put on Bluey, put on Bluey. Bluey,
Siri.
Siri, put on Bluey. Sorry.
I think this is funny. Like, for instance, like, Brett, you're about to be a new mom. I know Judy already has kids, but imagine, like, when you guys have your own child and one day they see something with you. Like, how would you react? Like, if they were to see the What Do You Like video, what would you think about that?
I don't think I would care.
Really?
That's mommy in her heyday, honey.
Period.
Yeah. Whole lot of foreplay, boo.
Right before you get it started.
That's very different.
You can't lie.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep it 100 with your kids.
Yeah. But that's also you, like, performing and rapping and, like, doing your thing versus, like, a video of you like,
True.
Okay, Headcrack, you got kids. Has anything like this happened to you? And what did you do?
My kids are different.
How?
And they just,
they're not fazed by anything. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just know that Pops is out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and anything they see me do is just kind of par for the course. You know, that's the reason why they probably been to Universal Studios more than any of their friends. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you know, anything for the bag.
Yeah.
They think everything they see is just dad doing a documentary. Like, that's dad being
I'm
dad.
Screaming.
Yeah, you know,
dad's
like,
job.
Because they know who I am at home.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Right. Yeah.
A psycho. Well, moving on, our girl Sherry Shepherd partly credits spending time in jail for her success. Now, we all know the story, of course, because she mentioned it quite a few times here on Dish. But back in the early 90s, in the beginning of her showbiz career, Sherry spent 8 days in a big house for $10,000 worth of unpaid tickets.
Whoa.
But now she's telling reporters that it actually taught her a valuable lesson. And has to pay all her bills on time.
Right.
She also recalled one of the girls in jail telling the other inmates to leave her alone because they'll be doing life, but Sherry is going to be a star one day.
I remember the first time I heard her tell this story, I was like, no way Sherry was
$10,000, though, in unpaid tickets, though?
That's a lot of tickets.
That's crazy. Yeah. Have y'all ever done any, like, jail time? Do I have any criminals sitting on this table?
Absolutely. Convicted felon here, darling.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. Yes.
Period.
10-3.
Period.
Yeah.
So how does it feel like when you are sitting in jail? Like, did you learn a valuable lesson?
Of course you learned a valuable lesson. Your ass can't leave. So learn how to ignore your feelings and the people you miss and the people you love so you can get through that thing quick.
Anybody else ever did some time?
I just found, but I was out before the sun, like, was down good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Gary, you went to jail?
It was sad.
Was there toss salads in there?
There probably was, but one thing I didn't like about it, though, they put me in this orange jumpsuit and it was faded. I'm like, they could have gave me a more colorful one.
Seriously?
And I stayed there, you know, for a little while, but I got out eventually. But I was also upset because they didn't have a clock in the room.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
They don't have clocks,
Gary. No clocks,
there's no clocks in prison? But
did they hit you with the juice box and the little sandwich, though?
No, but they gave me, now the guy did give me some extra cereal that morning.
Yeah.
Aww. Yes. So you made a new friend.
Yes.
Yes, Gary.
Then I went on the weekend. You got to wait till the judge comes.
Oh,
didn't you go twice, though?
Well, no, bitch. One time.
Go. Well, okay, moving on. We got more Vanderpeeps news, y'all. Here we go. Lisa Vanderpump is shutting down Teddy Mellencamp's claim that Lisa paid Vanderpump Rules star Raquel Leviss to have that affair with her co-star Tom Sandoval. She took to Twitter and tweeted, "No, I didn't pay cast members to sleep together for ratings. They do that on their own."
Period.
Hashtag fake news. Have a beautiful day, everybody. What do you think? You believe her? I think she's telling the truth.
I believe these cast members will probably just be getting it in because, you know, you got a lot of downtime, nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because obviously they ain't serving no food or drinks.
No.
So they gonna serve loins.
Serving pants.
Serving meats.
The other thing, too, though, is when you put a lot of pretty people on a show and they're in their 20s, though, it's gonna happen.
Come on.
Hormones is raging, alcohol flowing, it's going down.
Yeah. And they're making money on a level that they haven't made before. Yeah, come
and they're,
on.
They're willingly doing those things.
Yeah, and then they get on TV, then they become influencers. Like, it's so many nuances. Of course they're gonna be sleeping with each other and everybody else.
I'd be disappointed if they didn't.
They rise to fame.
That's it. That's it.
Lisa needs to lay down the rules of Vanderpump.
Yeah, Lisa, can you please get your staff to start pumping drinks, food, appetizers.
It's giving Hollywood madam.
Okay. Lord.
All right, y'all, up next, it's game time with some news from the week. And it'll be HK and Jesse and Tanner and Gary. So come right back.
Yay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, we're back, and it's time to play a little game called The Year is Right. Woo!
All right!
Let's go. So it's simple, y'all. I'll read a question, show you a celeb's picture, and you have to guess what year the picture was from. Now, whoever gets closer without going over the year wins. Now, if both go over, whoever was the closest wins the point. We got Headcracking Jesse Woo. They'll be Team A, and Tanner and Gary will be Team B. Got it?
Got it.
Y'all good?
We're good.
Yep. All right, y'all, let's play The Year is Right! All right, first up, it was announced this week that Drew Barrymore is hosting this year's MTV Movie and TV Awards. But what year was this picture of Drew with Adam Sandler at the MTV Movie Awards from? Now, everybody write your answers. It's time to reveal. Let's turn them up.
God.
What do we got? What do you got?
Everybody has 1998.
Hey.
That is strong and wrong.
Wow.
What year was it?
The year is 2004.
Oh.
Okay, you guys, so the score is 0-0. The iHeart Awards are coming up March 27th, and Lenny Kravitz was announced as the host. But what year was this that Lenny attended the MTV Video Music Awards, y'all?
This is pretty not fair because he doesn't age, so no matter what year you show a picture of Lenny Kravitz, he's going to look the same.
The other thing, too, is he's always in fashion.
All right, let's see what it is.
All right, here we go. Calling All Angels, 1996.
Ah!
We're going to say 1999.
Oh.
The year was 1993!
Oh. Boom!
Yes, yeah, so that means Gary and Tanner, TV. Yes. Okay, y'all, listen up closely. Ryan Reynolds just sold his cell phone company, Mint Mobile, for $1 billion. Yep. But what year was it when Ryan... was just one of two guys with a girl in a pizza shop.
Oh, this is old school. I used to watch this. I'm gonna say, do you have any idea? Because I have a guess.
Yes.
All right, all right, all right. I'm gonna do this right here.
1, 2, 3, reveal.
Come on now, 95 in the house.
And the answer is 1998.
98?
Wow.
We wrote the year the show was in development.
So Jesse and Head Crack now have a clue. The score is 1-1.
Dang, tied up.
It's a duel. Oh,
it's a duel. Okay, this is the big one right here, and it's worth 4 points because it's someone from our Dish fam.
Oh.
So both teams can still win or wipe the other one out. I love this. Okay, y'all. Miss Tamar Braxton just released her single Changed today. But what year was this picture of her at the Grammys?
Oh, come on now. Come on.
You handle that one.
Ooh.
And 3-1 reveal.
Give me 2006, baby. 2018.
And the answer is the year was 2014.
We got it.
Cause we didn't bust.
Yeah, y'all went over, honey. 14, 18.
Oh.
Well, I want to thank the Academy, honey, for having us here today. Mm-hmm. Thank all our fans, honey. Mm-hmm. Thank Mom. Thank Dad in heaven. Thank all of you, Tanner.
Also, I would just like to add that I do believe that Team Gary and Tanner are undefeated in games.
Yeah,
I might add that real quick.
Yes, honey.
Just saying.
Anyways. Oh, all right, y'all. Thanks to everyone for tuning in to The Year Is Right. And after the break, Tammy Rivera was here earlier this week. And we have that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
So today we have a special guest joining us. She's an entrepreneur, singer, and you may know her from a few reality shows. Give it up for my girl, Tammy Rivera. So you have a new skincare line, Becare by T. Rivera. What made you want to jump into this lane, and where did you come up with the name?
I've always been, like, really crazy about skincare. Like, I have a whole bunch of products on my dresser that I, from the $500 face creams to the CVS ones.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know, if I ever got to a point where, you know, I could condense these things, my favorite products, then I would, you know, create my own line. So it did. It was trial and error for about a good year. Usually I use them on my family members. You know, you got to use your family because they're going to be honest.
Test subjects.
Yes. And the name Becare means to get. It's like to get the skin that you want, like the skin that you desire. Like, that's what Becare means.
And your skin is beautiful as well, Tammy.
Thank
I'm looking
you.
At
yeah,
absolutely.
It.
So I'm like, all right, honey, for Miss Becare.
Yeah.
Tammy, so now you also have your T. Rivera bathing suit line. So, I mean, so what you think? Do you think I mean it would look good in one?
You would.
Oh.
Absolutely.
A one piece?
A one piece.
Oh.
All of my thong backs.
Oh, hell
come on,
yeah.
Tammy. Don't do us like that.
I was going to get a Brett one to get a Judy, but I ain't trying to get beat up.
I could picture head cracking Tanner in one of those thongs, too. That would be nice.
Oh, you're just going to have to keep picturing.
You got a vivid imagination, bro. Now, Tammy, you and Waka no longer married. That kind of broke my heart because y'all was a couple I was really rooting for. I love seeing y'all out and about together. Could you see yourself walking down the aisle again?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do it again and again and again and again. That's why I get it right.
Hopefully you don't have to do it that many times.
No, I wouldn't, but I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, it didn't work. Like, I'm never doing it again. Like, no, like, why not? Call me J-Lo. I'll do it again and again. No,
okay.
Now, how were you able to have a successful friendship with Waka after years of marriage?
So it's like I lost my husband, but I won't lose my friend, you know, okay. Like, and that's my dog, like, no matter what. And then his relationship with Charlie, like, that's her father.
Yeah.
Blood couldn't make them any tighter, you know? So yeah. It's like, at the end of the day, he's going to be in my life forever.
How is Charlie?
Charlie's about to be 18.
That is crazy.
Ain't it crazy? She done got her little Benz, be all around the city, girl. I be on her little app looking for her, like...
Ooh, yeah, you better keep that app, that 360.
Yeah, and the Mercedes app, they actually, like, you can see how much gas she got, how tire pressure.
Oh, that's dope.
Where her location, I can turn her car off.
Oh, have you had to turn the car off?
I sure have.
I love that.
Where wasn't supposed to be at?
At her boyfriend's house.
Oh.
I sure did.
Turn that car right off.
Wow. So, tell me, now, let me tell y'all something. Now, y'all, I ain't, honey, starting no mess.
Mm.
But, honey, Brad. Have you seen, honey, Tammy's and Judith's flirtatious ways, honey, in some of those Instagram comment sections?
What? No. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What?
Tammy and Judy? Who? What Judy?
Wait, let me try to get Brett to beat me up here. What I say?
Oh, not you, Fine Fine. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now, damn it. I ain't seen these because she know I don't be in nobody's comments.
Oh, y'all is wrong.
I am doing Dish Nation. We is live doing an interview with Tammy Rivera, right? And that Gary, you know Gary real messy. He done showed me something on Valentine's Day. Well, you done told her you Fine Fine.
Oh.
She is Fine Fine.
I'm just playing beautiful. I'm not worried about you. I love you. I'm not worried about you.
Aww.
And, yo, man, listen, man. Continue to shine.
Thank you.
Continue to do your thing. And yes. Keep everybody's faces looking great. Let's give it up one time for Tammy Rivera.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Some of you may have heard, after 16 years, the Bella Twins are done with their wrestling career with the WWE.
Oh, no.
Aww. And that isn't all they're done with. Apparently, they are done with their name, the Bella Twins.
Oh.
So, if you didn't know, the Bella Twins are really Brie and Nikki Garcia, and I guess they are taking a page from Blac Chyna's book, or should I say Angela's, because they now want to be known by their government name, the Garcia Twins.
All right.
Government. Oh.
Okay.
So, are we here for the Garcia Twins quitting their jobs and
keeping
it real?
We gonna know them forever as the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
They can try to change it forever, but they're the Bella Twins, the wrestlers. They can be the Garcia Twins, but whatever.
What? So, head crack, Brad. And Jesse, have y'all ever considered going by y'all government names?
I mean, like, certain things, I do use my government name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just depends on who I need to be. Because, like, sometimes you don't want to scare the white folks.
Head crack is.
It don't matter to me. People can call me Brad, Shantae, Shawnee, Boo Boo. I have so many nicknames in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm cool with whatever.
Because I'm not Gary with the T. It's just Gary, but I added that.
Right.
Because you was
giving
the T.
In the sissy days.
And now people speak to you and be like, hey, Gary with the T. They say that to me. Hey, the Brad.
The Brad.
I said that's like saying hey to Gary.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.